We will sing one more. This one is actually either in your hymnal or on the screen. 762 in the hymnal, if you want. So, changing things up. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. How about let's stand as we sing this one, okay? If you're able, if you're able. Thank you. Good morning. Good to see you all on a beautiful Sunday morning, already the 21st of May, hard to believe, but here we are, and certainly an exciting day for our family and the Stepanek family with Griffin's baptism. We even got two great-grandparents here, Ken's mom, Deanna, and my dad, Bryce, was able to come down from Sioux Falls, so we welcome the rest of the family here, too. I won't name all, but God bless you for being here. So just a few announcements as we go on, before we go on with our service. This, for the Sunday school, if you've been reading the bulletins, this is the last day of our regular classes. The adult class will continue to meet. So we don't change to summer worship, though, until June 11th, just so you're aware. The next two Sundays, still 10:30 church. June 11, we go back to 9:30 church. We have communion on that day as well. And again, I just want to say a big, big thanks to all of our Sunday school teachers throughout the school year for the time and effort you put in every week to our children and our youth. God bless you. Yeah, let's give them a hand. Just a couple other things. There's a lot more for you to read on your own, and please do so. But if you'll look in the social hall afterwards, there is a remembrance out there for our prisoners of war and those missing in action. There's a reading that goes with it, if you haven't seen it before, and we pray for those. Also, ladies, just calling your attention to this, in December, there's a group of you that always visit those that are in the care center and some of our more elderly members, and we're hoping for you to do that in June again. There is a sign-up sheet in the narthex for that, so if you'd look at that afterwards. The rest of announcements, please read as you have time. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne with great thanksgiving and praise and adoration. Your word even says, Father, that we can come before your throne with confidence to obtain mercy, to find grace, to help in times of need. And so we come through the blood of Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. We come with joy in our hearts and excitement at another opportunity to be together with our brothers and sisters in Christ and to exalt your name, Jesus, your name that is above every name. And we ask, Father, that you would move among us mightily this day by your Spirit. You do know every one of us by name. You know our joys. You know our struggles. You know the sorrows, the challenges of some that might be here. You know everything. And we ask for you to move among us as you minister to our lives by your Spirit, Lord God, and as we lift our praises to you with all of our heart, spirit, soul, and body, we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn is number 63 in the hymnal, All Creatures of Our God and King. And the words will be on the screen as well. Let's stand as we sing this, please. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, the clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, alleluia. Thou rising morn in praise rejoice, the lights of evening find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou flowing water, pure and clear, make music for thy Lord to hear. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou fire so masterful and bright, thou givest man both warmth and light. Oh, praise him. And all ye men of tender heart, forgive others, take your part. Oh, sing ye alleluia. Pain and sorrow bear, praise God and on him cast your care. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Dolphins their Creator bless and worship him in humbleness. Oh, praise him, alleluia. Praise, praise the was beautiful. Oh, praise the Lord. Well, take a moment, greet one another around you before you are seated. We will have our sharing of joys and concerns. We got an excited bunch on my right and a more exciting bunch on my left here, the junior choir. So they'll sing for us in a little bit. Some joys and concerns here. Prayers for Andrew and Alyssa Hora. Andrew would be brother of Abby Pressler, Caleb and Abby, and they had a little baby girl last Saturday. Eloise is her name. And they're up at the specialty hospital in Ann Arbor, Michigan. They knew about a heart defect before Eloise was born, so she had her first surgery this last week, and there'll be some more to come in the weeks to come. But the first surgery went well, so we praise the Lord for that. Just prayers for them. They'll be spending the summer up there, most likely with the baby in the NICU. I didn't mention the VBS offering, but I will on that note. So our Sunday morning offering on the VBS program, half of that will go to them. The other half will go to the women of the church here, helping our youth and children go to camp in the summertime. Okay? Just a FYI. Also, Travis Gramko in the Navy, he received quite a prestigious award recently in the Navy. It's called the On the Roof Gang Award. And I can't go into all of that, but maybe you can talk to Gary and Jane more about it. There's quite a write-up. It's so praise the Lord. Our congratulations to Travis. Also, our track teams, they had the region meet this last week. The boys took first place. The girls took second. We have several in our church on the track team, so congratulations to them. The Scotland Minnow Trappers baseball team starts their region tournament this afternoon down in Tyndall, and they've had a great season as well. And Gary and Sally Seiler, I saw you come in. Praise the Lord. Yep. So, sorry. Made me tears when I saw you come in. Most of you know Gary had to have his leg amputated just, I don't know, what's it been, 2-3 weeks ago? Something, so two? Was that a two? Yeah, and here they are. God bless you. Lots of prayers. Also, Stellanus, 102. I'll get it out. Okay, she went home to heaven this morning, so praise the Lord for that. What a wonderful life. Yeah. So prayers for the family. Don't really know the details of the service yet. I'm sure most likely the end of this week. So any other joys and concerns? Over here. How about on, yes, Caden. Last Thursday, Jocelyn Fisher turned 16. All right. Happy birthday, Jocelyn. Whose hand is that? Alicia. Okay, his first name is Mitch, friend of Cody and Alicia's. Mitch, he's in intensive care, blood in the lungs. Okay, we will pray for Mitch. Okay, yes, Aria. Okay, Jackson Stabner in our junior choir is turning 14 tomorrow. He gets to sing a solo today, don't you? Oh, okay. All right, yes, Raylan. Yeah, Randy and Carmen Taylor's 13th anniversary today. Happy anniversary to them. One more, way in the back there. Can you say it loud? Arlo Elk's birthday is on Wednesday. Let's see, huh? Is he going to be like 2? Okay. All right, Earl, Teresa. His birthday, Teresa Newhart's birthday tomorrow, too. Happy birthday to you. Yes, Brian? Yeah, Willard Gehring's birthday was yesterday, 88 years. Yeah, that's awesome. Donna. And Bryce Sattler had a birthday this last Thursday. Lots of birthdays, okay. Let's bow our heads, please. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in your goodness to all of these and their families, these birthdays, such special times in their lives, and we thank you for the health that you continue to give them. We pray for this friend of Cody and Alicia's, a young man named Mitch in intensive care, blood in the lungs. Lord, you know the details, and we just lift him up to you and ask for your healing touch throughout his body. Wisdom to the doctors and nurses as they work with him. Thank you, Father. For others, too, we pray for Jim Massey, who continues in the hospital in Sioux Falls for 2 months. I'm sure it is now. We just pray over him. Thank you for the improvements, gradual, step by step as they are. Tough road ahead, but Lord, we thank you for being with him. For Gary and Sally, what a joy it is to see him here this morning, worshiping with us after quite a surgery there. But Lord, you are the strength of their lives, and we know that. And with them, we think of Jerome and Kathy Nuss and their challenges. Kathy in the midst of chemo treatments right now, and we lift them up to you. And all these others, Lord, so many others listed in our bulletin, we just thank you that you are our healer, Jesus. Our great physician. We pray for this little baby girl, Eloise Hora, and her parents, Andrew and Alyssa. Father, thank you for all that medical science can do and what they have done already with that first surgery. We just pray for healing throughout her heart, her entire being, Lord, and be with the parents and family through this time. For Travis Gramco, Lord, what a wonderful award he's received. Finishing, coming on 20 years and serving in the Navy, and we thank you for blessing him and for his blessing to our nation and the world, many countries of the world, as we pray for him and all of those in our armed services, our military. Keep them safe, whether they're at home or serving abroad. Give our commanders wisdom and guidance, Father. You are sovereign over all, we know that. And you know how things have to line up before the very end. And we trust you. We trust you in that. So thank you for them. Lord, for the family of Stella Nuss, dear, dear, sweet lady who has blessed us all in incredible ways, we thank you for the 102 years you have given her on this earth and that she is home with you now, able to see and do so much more. See all the glories of heaven. Be with Jeff and Norma and Philip and all the family and comfort them through this time as well, we pray. Father, we thank you for our baseball team. We thank you for the track team. Bless them in the regions, the baseball this afternoon, the track team at state and the girls' softball. I think they start regions too. Thank you for blessing them with good seasons, Lord. And Father, we are in the spring of the year. We are in the season of planting. And you know that, and you know what we need. We thank you again for the rain of last weekend. But yes, Lord, already we're asking for more. We are. And you know what it takes to bring the crops up and for the pastures to grow and the trees and the lawns and gardens and just all of your creation, Father. And so we thank you for bringing the moisture in the right time. For all these things, Lord, we praise you. For our nation, the outpouring of your Spirit upon our nation, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I'm going to read again today, Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5. I like to read this when we have baptism. This is from the New Living Translation. It says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. Children born to a young man are like sharp arrows in a warrior's hand. How happy is the man whose quiver is full of them." Amen. Let's stand. We're going to sing the Lord's Prayer today in place of the doxology. So if you'd stand, please, those that are able. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. You, Father. Thank you for such a beautiful prayer, Jesus, that you gave us. Whether we pray it, sing it, confess it, it is your word. As we sing that, Lord, we know we're in this season of planting, sowing, and so as we put our offerings in the box in back, it's so much more than dropping money in a box, but it's sowing into your kingdom, where the ground is most fertile of all. And we do it, Lord, in faith. We do it so the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ can be proclaimed day by day, that others can know the joy that we have found in living for you, Jesus. So thank you for blessing the gifts in Jesus' name. And Father, we confess our faith together now through the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the one holy Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. You may be seated, and if Caleb and Rachel and Kyle and Lonnie want to come, please. Thank you. Okay, an exciting day here, and Griffin is sleeping. Praise the Lord. Caleb here, I always give a little of where people are working. So Caleb, he's a mechanical engineer down at Yankton at Aztec, formerly Kohlberg's. He's an engineer manager there. And Rachel is a preschool teacher here in Menno, having the little four-year-olds with all their excitement and energy. And Kyle and Lonnie are the godparents. And of course, Kyle is Caleb's brother and Lonnie his wife. So thank you for being here as well. I'm going to read from Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant, and he said, "Let the little children come unto me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. So I have the vows here, as I went over with you, Caleb and Rachel, recently. And these are promises that you and Kyle and Lonnie are making on behalf of Griffin here today. So first, do you desire to have your child baptized today? And do you understand that through this sacrament of baptism that we are actually dedicating Griffin unto the Lord? If so, answer, we do. And will you instruct and encourage this child to renounce the powers of evil? And will you teach him the word of God so that he may be led to profess Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? If so, answer, we do. Third, do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciples, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, answer, we do. And fourth, do you promise according to the grace given you to grow with this child in the Christian faith, to help this child to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, by celebrating Christ's presence, by furthering Christ's mission in all the world, and by offering the nurture of the Christian church so that he may affirm his baptism? If so, answer, we do. Thank you. Of course, we know this is not Griffin's salvation, because he's not going to remember this day, is he? But this is parents taking their vows before the Lord to bring him up to know the Lord. There's a response here. I'll read first and then the congregation can follow. The Bible instructs us to diligently teach God's word to our children. Do you who witness and celebrate this sacrament promise your love and care to this precious child about to be dedicated to the Lord through baptism as he grows in his knowledge of Christ? Promise. Thank you. Then we have a pledge from our Christian Education Committee. Kevin Holsworth is the assistant superintendent on that.
As a representative of the Christian Education Committee, we pledge to provide an environment within this local church where Griffin can be taught the Word of God, where he can grow up spiritually, and where he can begin to develop a personal and intimate relationship with God as his Heavenly Father, and with Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. We would like to present Griffin and his family with this baptism candle as a remembrance of this special day. We also have a little children's Bible to give to Griffin in hopes that his love for God's Word will begin at an early age.
Thank you, Kevin. So I should say his middle name, Earl, that's Caleb's middle name and Ken's middle name, and I think Ken's dad's middle name, maybe further back than that. And my grandpa Hunziker's first name was Earl. So here we go. All right, you can come over here closer if you want.
Hey.
Griffin Earl Stepanek, as we are here today to dedicate you to the Lord through this sacrament of water baptism, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do worship and praise you. Thank you for this precious gift to this family, Caleb and Rachel. And we do lift him up to you, Lord. Thank you for knitting him together so fearfully and wonderfully in his mother's womb. And we rejoice on this day of his baptism as we present him to you, Lord, with thanksgiving and praise. We ask, Father, that he would continue to grow according to your will, that every finger and toe and muscle and organ and cell in this body would grow according to your will and plan. Thank you for your peace upon him and within him, Lord, each and every day. Let him grow strong in you and in the power of your might. I thank you for Caleb and Rachel, Kyle and Lonnie, as they're standing here too, as parents and godparents, that you give them wisdom to raise him in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Thank you for giving your angels charge over them all to guard and keep them in all of their ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, I'll bring him down.
Yeah, it's okay.
And we're going to sing "Yes, Jesus Loves You" to Mr. Griffin. Get him upright. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves you, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Bible tells me so. Thank you. Thank you all. If the children want to come, thank you, Kevin. Caleb, yeah. For the Kingdom Kids time. Children can come down.
Everybody have a seat? Good job. Look at all these nice helpers I have down here. Good morning. Good morning, boys and girls. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. We have a visitor. Boys and girls, this is Little Lamb. Say hi to Little Lamb.
Hi.
Little Lamb, are you here to help us today with our lesson?
Bear.
Well, that's pretty cool, boys and girls, that we are talking about. Do you remember what we're talking about? What Pastor Mike has been talking about? What?
Sheep.
Sheep. Well, what about sheep? What's the song? Little Lamb, are you going to help us?
Bear.
Did you hear what Little Lamb said? What did she say? Okay, she said it's Psalm. What Psalm are we learning? 23. Awesome, back there. Psalm 23. What does it start with? Or what's this? The Lord, do it with me. The Lord is my shepherd. So we're
talking.
Good. She said you did very good on that. Yeah, well, do you know that that's a psalm that, who wrote that psalm?
David
did, that's right. And what was David? Little Lamb, help us. What was David?
A shepherd.
A shepherd, you're right. Our little lamb is a little shy today. Yes, David was the shepherd boy who took care of the
sheep.
Who took care of the sheep. Do you know that David was about, they say, between the ages of 14 and 16 years old when he was a shepherd and out there spending all that time with God, right? So we're going to remember what we have done already with our actions and with our words, okay? And then we'll talk about it. Are you ready, little lamb?
Bear.
Okay. Ready? Look up here. Okay, here we go, boys and girls. Ready? Let's start. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Well, so far, we've done all of that, and let's just talk about it really quick. So this is telling us that who's our shepherd?
Jesus
is our shepherd, right? He loves us so much. He loves you so much. That's who we're so thankful to God for, right? He takes care of us. And then we say, I shall not want, right? So we don't have to want for things because God knows what we want. And he will give us what we want and what we need. And then it says that we lay down in green pastures and we eat grass. Oh, Little lamb, sleeping. Yep. Okay, wake up, little lamb. Yeah. So he leads us into green pastures, eats, takes a rest, and beside the still waters. Beside the still waters. So we leads, and drinking water too. So he leads us, and that's talking about he leads us to a peaceful place, so we can have peace in our lives. And you know the next part, boys and girls, look up here at me. Look at me. Little sheep, are you going to help us with the next part?
Bear.
He restores my soul. So this is our actions for that. Ready? He restores. This is talking about that we have, sometimes we are full of worries and we get mad and we're just not peaceful inside. We think God's not, you know, there for us. But then watch. Do this with me, boys and girls, watch. Do this. He restores my soul. Clap your hands together. He restores us. He brings us back to him. He helps all of those areas we need. Do you ever get sad?
Yes.
Do you ever get tired?
I do.
Do you? Yeah, I do too. Do you ever get worried?
Yes.
You think it's not going to work out? Well, what does Jesus do? He restores our soul. Right, little lamb?
Bear.
Does your shepherd take care of you, little lamb?
Bear.
Yes, he does. And Jesus takes care of us, boys and girls, okay? So we're going to listen today to Pastor Mike as he talks more about this song. So let's pray. Ready, boys and girls? Fold your hands. Close your eyes. Father God, we love you so much, and we're so grateful for this day you've given us. We're so grateful that you are David's shepherd, and Jesus, you are our shepherd today. Thank you for leading us and guiding us and loving us and helping us, providing for us there whatever we need. And you restore our souls. When our insides are not calm, you help us to be calm. I ask you to bless these boys and girls wherever they go this week. Help them to be the light that shines for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's tell a little lamb goodbye. Wait, wait. Bye, little lamb. Tell bye.
Okay, I'll hold the microphone. Praise the Lord for all the little ones. Now we're going to have our junior choir sing special music, and that's, getting tangled up in that cord. Our fourth through eighth graders, the junior choir, Jennifer Herbold plays, and Marina Schaefer is the one who directs. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Junior Choir. That was beautiful. Thanks, Marina and Jennifer, for all your work with them through the year. Let's go ahead and bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we sing our praises louder and louder. In the middle of the storm, we choose to praise you. When the times are good and all is going well, we praise you, Lord Jesus, because you are our good shepherd, the shepherd of the sheep. And we thank you for your word, this beautiful psalm, Psalm 23, that you've given to us, comfort and strength through the ages, Lord. As we look on into it a little further today, I ask that you'd speak through me, Father, by your Spirit. I pray that my words would not be with enticing words of men's wisdom, but that they would be by the demonstration and the power of the Spirit of the living God. And I thank you for it. Give us ears to hear and help us to be doers of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Psalm 23 is what we're going through, piece by piece. So I'd like you to join me in saying this, please. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So this is our fifth Sunday on this. We've gone through those first pieces, so I'm not going to hardly review it all. We're looking at, of course, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then it goes into how does he provide for our wants, our needs in our life. And we've looked at these. He causes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He refreshes and restores our soul. That's what he does. So amazing. The fact is, in life, as we walk through life, we have to be refreshed and restored. And as I said last Sunday, if we stay close to Jesus as our good shepherd and we are refreshed with him day by day, refreshed from him, one of the ways is right here this morning. We get refreshed as we gather here as the body of Christ. But then it has to be during the week in his word, praising him. He refreshes us. And as he does, then the times when we have to be actually restored, because if we have to be restored, that's more when we've gone astray. But he does that too. He's very patient with us always. He restores our soul. So today we're going with the next phrase, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Verse 3, the last part of verse 3, for his name's sake. So couple points, if you got your outline, filling it in here, that first letter A, and we'll get started. Our shepherd, he's a qualified guide. He is. He's God Almighty, so he should be, right? But he needs to be, and we need to realize that he's qualified, and we're going to look about 3 points, and there's more than three, but how is he qualified to be our guide and our shepherd? When I was going through this, I was thinking back to our Israel trip in 2014, and I know many of you, several, have been to Israel, and, you know, beforehand, we prayed for our guide. We didn't even know who he would be, but the group we went with, there was 200 on that trip, so 5 buses, 40 people on each bus. We were the green bus all week long, the green bus. Had the same driver and the same guide. So all five buses, their guides on each of their buses were all Jewish men. The neat part was on our bus, our guide was the only Messianic Jewish man. What does that mean? It means he, out of all five, he's the only one who believed that Jesus Christ is the Messiah who he claimed to be. I mean, that made it all the more special because we were with him every day, all day. And he told about wherever we went, and everything he said was coming from his heart because he also had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and Shepherd. The other men, great guides too, but they were just telling, well, history would say da-da-da-da-da and so on, but it wasn't, and it was good. I mean, I'm not grumping about their guides, but it wasn't so much from their heart. So, how do we know he's qualified? Well, number one, he knows his sheep very well. He does. Simple truth, but you got to know that. Chapter 10 of John, verse 14 and 15, he says this, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Chapter 10, verse 3, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He knows you by name. I was thinking of this song by Casting Crowns. It's called, Who Am I? You know, the first phrase, Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name? Is that incredible? That is incredible. Yes. I'm thinking I see Ray sitting back there, and he sang that several years ago. I remember that, right? Ray Gosen? You did, yeah. The shepherd of the sheep, naturally, he knows the sheep. He knows them by name, just like a lot of you. You know your cattle by name, maybe by number, but you know them. You know their sheep, their sheep. You know their calves, which belongs to which cow. Same with the sheep. You know because you walk among them each and every day and you care for them. And so Jesus knows you by name. He knows your strength and weaknesses. He knows your gifts, your talents. He knows your experience. He knows the best path for you in this life. Psalm 139, another verse that fits right in. Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. There's nothing about you or me that he does not know. Even little, last Sunday we had Camden Heckenleibel's baptism. Today we have Griffin's baptism. And of course, interacting so close with Caleb and Rachel, he's just 2 months and a week-ish old. But already, they know things, even though he can't talk. They know the signs of when he's hungry. They know the look of when he's doing his doo-doo. And whatever else, they know, right? And so Jesus knows everything about you and I. He knows the number of hair on our head, right? The Bible says. So why is he qualified to be our good shepherd? He knows us very well. Secondly, he's experienced everything that we have and will in this life. He's experienced. Hebrews 2:17, listen to this verse. For this reason, he, Jesus, had to be made like his brothers in every way. In other words, that's saying he had to be born in a flesh and blood physical body. Had to be made like his brothers in every way in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, that he might make atonement for the sins of the people. Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. That's us, isn't it? Even Hebrews 4:15, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. We have one who has been tempted in every way, just like we are, yet without sin. He's been there. He's been through it all. What happens if sheep in the natural are left to their own way? And none of our shepherds here do that. They all take very good care of their sheep. But sheep left to their own way wander off, get in trouble. I told the story a couple weeks ago of that flock of sheep that had wandered off a mile and a half away through a cornfield, ended up just in an abandoned shed. The family thought they had been stolen because they couldn't find them. They looked everywhere for them. Finally, there they were, just hanging out in this shed. Left to themselves, they go to their own destructive habits, just as we would as people. What do I mean? This is all by reading. Obviously, I haven't had sheep. They overgraze the pasture. If they're just left by themselves, they overgraze it, gnawing it down to the very roots, destroying the grass, gnawing it down so bad that what this author said was it allows the parasites to then take over that are destructive to the sheep. So, not good. They need a shepherd. Sheep need a shepherd. We are God's people, the sheep of his pasture. We need a shepherd, and that is Jesus Christ himself. The good shepherd is aware of what the traps are of the enemy. Talking naturally, the good shepherd knows, and he watches out for the sheep. Jesus Christ, our good shepherd, knows the traps of the enemy, and he watches over our lives. Isaiah 53, we all like sheep, give me the answer, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us have turned to his own way. That's why we needed Jesus. And the rest of the verse says, for the Lord God, has laid on him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. That's the cross. And we could go on to Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So, he knows you very well. He's experienced everything you've experienced. Maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, did Jesus experience this or that? Or in some way he did. When we lived at Timber Lake and the couple we worked with there in the ministry, they had lost their son. He was just in his early 20s. It was a tragic death. As you would expect, it grieved them greatly. And I always remember that this was before we had moved up there. One day she was telling about that in one of her sermons, the wife. And she said, as she was walking away from the grave, as they had buried him, and so, you know, couldn't hardly know how she could even go forward in life or, for that matter, in ministry. She was thinking about this very verse, what I said to you, tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. And she said that to Jesus. She said that to God, actually, as she was saying, Father, you know, I don't think Jesus experienced this. You don't know what this is like. And God answered her, not in an audible voice, but within her heart and her mind. And he said, I have. Remember, I gave my only begotten son. And as she walked away, that just sort of lifted her heart, lifted that burden off of her heart, as he gave her strength through that statement. Thirdly, how is he qualified to be our good shepherd? Because he's been given the name that is above every name. Verse 23:3 says, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What's that talking about anyway? For his name's sake. I like how the New Living says it. It says, he guides me along right paths. Listen, bringing honor to his name. Think about that. So let's just say, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness to bring honor to his name. How we live on this earth and interact with each other matters. It matters greatly. As we work our jobs, as we're in school, as we're at, well, we just finished the season of graduation receptions, these paths of righteousness that we are supposed to follow need to bring honor to his name. The shepherd, naturally speaking, with his sheep or with his livestock, all of you, as I observe all these years, your lives, with whether it's cattle or sheep or horses, whatever, part of it, I'm sure that you take such care as you do, is for your own reputation and your family's reputation as good caregivers of the livestock. And that flows up to God as your heavenly Father to bring honor to his name. And that goes into any job, not just farming, but teaching, medical professions, factory workers, whatever it might be. We have to always be mindful of that. What I'm doing at my job, what I'm saying, how I'm acting, is this bringing honor to Jesus, my good shepherd? Without Jesus, we go astray. We know that. It's not good. But in Christ, we're a new creation. So, he's qualified to be our good shepherd. Absolutely, 100%. Secondly, in that, will he lead us into temptation? Will the good shepherd lead you into temptation? No, he does not. He does not. He said in John 10, verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. That's you and I, every one of us. We saw it last week. We looked at David, several examples. Today, just a couple. He was an excellent shepherd. As a boy with his father's sheep, he was. As a king ruling over Israel, he was a very good shepherd. Two verses as a boy. 1 Samuel 17, again, this is when he was down there and Goliath was taunting the armies of Israel. And David is like, let me at him. I'll take him down. And he's before King Saul. And Saul's like, you can't do that. You're just a boy. Remember David said, he says, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. Now at that point, he's saying he would still let that lion or bear go, the way I read it, but look what he says after that. When it turned on me, then it's a different story. I seized it by its hair, probably right under here, I don't know, struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine, Goliath, will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. That's as a boy. How about as king of Israel? 40 years he reigned. Was he perfect? Far from it. But you know, Psalm 78, that's the Psalm of Asaph. So David did not write this about himself. I love this verse. I guess being a pastor, it speaks more to me. But this, listen to what it says about David. It says, and David shepherded them, Israel, with integrity of heart. With skillful hands, he led them. He led them. And that is always my prayer, here or wherever we have been. So, does he lead us into temptation? He does not. He gets blamed for so much that he does not do. No, he leads us where? What's our verse? He leadeth me in the paths of? Yeah, let's try. He leadeth me in the paths of? Thank you. For his name's sake. What do we pray in the Lord's Prayer? Lead us not into, but deliver us from evil. Right. And I know I saw all you who had Reverend Kempchen in confirmation. Some of you still have that little diagram that he gave you about that. I have a copy of it myself. He leadeth, but lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We have a choice in the path of life. We're going to choose to follow his path, or we're going to follow the path of the enemy. We're going to follow the path of the flesh and the desires of our flesh. And that can be very strong, but that always leads to bondage and destruction. We're going to follow the good shepherd. I know that's our desire. And yeah, there's been times in our life where we've jumped the fence because we thought, oh, that sure looks good over there. Boy, that sure looks good. And we get over there and we're like, what did I do? Or guess who's always right there waiting? Jesus, your good shepherd. No, we got to follow his path. The good shepherd knows to rotate the pastures. He knows, the good shepherd knows the pasture can't be overgrazed. He leads us to the next one. He knows in the pasture the ruts cannot get so deep in there to destroy it. That's where a sheep gets cast down. We talked about that last Sunday and can't get up. The good shepherd knows all of that. Listen to James 1:13. When tempted, it's what we're talking about, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire, that's the lust of the flesh, he is dragged away and enticed. Usually it's little by little. Then after that desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. In other words, it's acted upon. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. It does. Adam and Eve, Satan's voice, they listened to it. They sinned. It led them right out of the Garden of Eden, didn't it? And we all suffer for it today. Jesus, tempted by that same voice of Satan when he was in the wilderness three times, but he resisted with God's word every time. And he is our Savior and King. He is our good shepherd. So with true obedience, to walk in that as best as we can, we've got to stay close to the good shepherd. Got to stay close each and every day. And that is by walking in a deeper relationship with him. Being led to the green pastures, beside the still waters, restoration of our soul, being refreshed every day. One more verse here, Matthew 7. Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate. The paths of righteousness, it's a narrow gate. It means going different many times against the flow of the culture in which we live. Enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Oh, yeah. Very much so. It seems like everybody, hey, yeah, 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 this is the popular thing to do. This is the fad. And many enter through it, Jesus said, but small is the gate, and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Sometimes we get accused of being narrow-minded, preaching the word, preaching that verse right there. We can be accused, oh, you're so narrow-minded, Pastor Mike. So narrow-minded. I didn't say it. I didn't make the rules. God did. Enter through the narrow gate. And that's Jesus, the shepherd of the sheep. Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus, such a good shepherd, our amazing Savior and Lord. And I pray that as we're here today, that all of us have entered through that narrow gate. It is a gate, Lord, that where not anything and everything goes, as so many would like. But you made the way. You said, Jesus, no one comes to the Father except through you. And so today, we ask for you to refresh us by your Spirit, that you give us strength for the week that lies ahead. If there is anyone here that needs to be restored back into fellowship with you, I pray that could happen as well right now, that we walk with you and live for you each and every day. Thank you for each one that has come this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Our closing hymn is number 372, Our God Reigns. Aren't you glad that He does? Let's stand and we'll sing this, please. 372. Of Him who bring good news, announcing peace, proclaiming news of happiness. Our God reigns. He had no stately form, He had no majesty that we should be drawn to Him. He was despised and we took no account of Him, yet now He reigns with the Most High. Our God reigns. Out of the tomb He came with grace and majesty. He is alive. He is alive. God loves us so. See here His hands, His feet, His side. Yes, we know. Amen. He is alive. Our God reigns. Amen. Yes, He does. Amen. Please receive the benediction now unto Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. To God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. We will sing as a prayer for our nation. God bless America. Bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with foam, God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. Amen. You may be seated. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. Thank you, Joanne, for the beautiful music.